Back with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. More weather news. It was 100 degrees yesterday in Beverly Hills. 100 in Beverly Hills. You know the rest of California is suffering in the heat wave, especially the Central Valley, where forecasters say the heat wave is going to go on for the next few days. It's bad for farm workers especially. Sasha Coca of member station KQED reports.
In a grape arbor just south of Fresno, Julia Lara is one of 70 farm workers snipping fruit from the vine. She says it's hard to get used to the pounding sun.
Mucha sed, mucho calor.
A lot of thirst, a lot of heat, a lot of sweat. You just have to take a minute to drink some water so your stomach and your mouth don't stay so dry. Sometimes you end up with a headache, drenched in sweat from head to toe.
It's getting close to 100 degrees in the noonday sun in this grape arbor. But it feels even hotter than that among the vines because there's no breeze here. A tractor carts boxes of grapes from the arbor to a cooling shed. When it gets this hot, crops are easily damaged and workers can't pick as fast. This orchard is producing only about half its usual output. The heat has also meant tragedy for some farm workers in this valley. One of them, Salud Rodriguez, was picking bell peppers in 105-degree heat in a field near Bakersfield last week. Witnesses say he began to shudder, then collapsed of heat stroke. He died an hour after arriving at the hospital. At a rally in Bakersfield earlier this week, the United Farm Workers commemorated his death and called for stricter regulations to protect workers. Since 1998, at least 10 California farm workers have died of heat exposure. UFW President Arturo Rodriguez called on Governor Schwarzenegger to issue an emergency regulation requiring farmers to provide more rest breaks.
Farm labor and working in extreme heat often go together, but farm workers shouldn't have to die or be injured because of it.
A bill before the California Senate would require growers to provide hourly breaks, shaded rest areas, and extra water during heat waves. It's already passed the state assembly, despite opposition from major farm groups. Growers say regulations shouldn't single out agriculture over construction, roofing, or other industries where people work outside.
The easiest is to bash the employer. And in this case, agriculture is being attacked on this one.
Manuel Cunha is president of the Nisei Farmers League, an alliance of Central Valley growers. His group designed wallet-sized plastic cards to inform workers about how to prevent heat stress. He says farm workers need to take responsibility for drinking enough water and taking care of themselves.
We don't need regulations that don't have any merit. A break does not determine if you're going to have a heat stress or not. What determines is the information that you've given that worker to drink more cool water.
Back at the grape arbor, workers pour themselves paper cups of water from coolers sitting in the back of a pickup truck. They say that at least at this field, they're allowed to stop and take a drink whenever they want. By noon, workers at this orchard are headed home. Many growers are cutting short the workday to avoid peak afternoon heat. Sizzling temperatures are expected to cool down over the weekend in the San Joaquin Valley, but the debate over farm worker protections is sure to heat up when the California legislature is back in session next month. For Day to Day, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Day to Day continues.